Welcome. Before I begin, I just want to say today is really a positive message. It's a wake-up call to appreciate. And it might start sounding like this is going to be a sad message, but stay with me. In a previous meditation, I told you about my friend Josh. He lives in Tucson. He's battling stage 4 cancer. He's got 2 really young children, so he wants to live. But the chemo treatments have not been working, and now he's searching for a new clinical trial. And he told me that's difficult during a pandemic. He can't just travel anywhere. A lot of the hospitals have things on hold. And through it all, Josh has been writing really beautiful poetry. He doesn't have an MSW degree. He's never taken a lit class, but he's truly an emerging poet. He said it's his way of passing something on, something his children can read in the future, and hopefully he can read with his children in the future. I'm going to be setting up a Zoom poetry reading for Josh. So if you're with me in these daily meditations and you're trusting this journey, it will be so special for you to be there for his poetry reading, to hear his story firsthand, and there will be more to come on that in the next few days. And Josh's whole message in our conversation, even though at times it feels like his life is shutting down because of this gosh darn cancer, now more than ever, it's his calling to show up, to connect. I think that's a message for all of us. It may feel in so many ways like things are shutting down right now. All the more reason for you to show up and connect. Josh asked me, and I want to ask you, what are you doing to show up and connect, not just with others, but with yourself? He talked about paying closer attention to your children, connecting to that really deep gratitude. This morning, I went on an early morning walk, and I saw something I've never seen before, something I never expected to see. Parrots in Arizona, real parrots in the wild. I looked it up to make sure I was not hallucinating, and they're actually called lovebirds. They're native to Africa, and someone released them into the Phoenix area 20 years ago, and in most environments, they would die fast. But Phoenix is almost identical to the parrot's native Namibia, so they're still around. And I tell you this story because there's so much out there that you haven't seen if you put yourselves in a state of mind to see it. Over my lifetime, I've lived in Arizona off and on for the better part of 10 years, never seen a wild parrot. But I guess today I was open to it. The challenge for you today, to see things you've never seen before, to pay closer attention. Just to repeat Josh's message, what are you doing to show up and connect? Not just with others, but with yourself. Can you pay closer attention to your children? Can you connect to that really deep gratitude? Take a moment to get a little more comfortable. Take a few deep breaths. And one more thing. Josh spoke about how we are able to create in scarcity and darkness. Some really beautiful stuff comes to life juxtaposed against darkness, like parrots or authentic love. Let's come to today's centering thought. It's a mantra that my rabbi introduced me to, the word husa. Husa. She said that word gives you the space to see your challenges differently, to see how they are unlocking you. Husa. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to see things, feel. feel things you've not seen and felt before, quietly repeating, Husa, Husa. If your attention wandered, Husa.
Thank you.
coming back to the moment. As Josh said, even though it feels like his life sometimes is shutting down, now more than ever is his calling to show up. I think that's a message for all of us. It may feel in so many ways like things are shutting down right now. All the more reason for you and I to show up, connect, not just with others, but with yourself. Today, can you see things you've never seen before? Can you pay closer attention to your children? Can you connect to that really deep gratitude? Give yourself the space to see your challenges differently, to see how they're unlocking you. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.